This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Over the next few weeks, we will listen to our conversations with some team members from the company IDEO and their use of technology throughout their global interactions. Here is part one, where we discuss how technology keeps them involved and up to date in the world. So can each of you guys introduce yourself individually?
Hi, my name is Annette. I'm a portfolio director at IDEO in the Design for Education studio.
Hi, I'm John Ravitch. I'm a partner at IDEO in the San Francisco studio.
Hi, my name is Karin, and I also work in the Design for Learning studio in IDEO San Francisco.
Can you guys give me a brief overview just of what IDEO does?
That is a tough question, but at its core, IDEO is a design and innovation firm. And so we partner with our clients and we help them innovate. And what that means is a wide variety of different things. It could mean a new piece of technology, like the first mouse for Apple, or it could mean something like redesigning the student lunch experience for San Francisco Unified School Districts. So it's experiences, it's tools, it's technology, and everything in between.
So how has technology kind of affected your guys' relationships with companies and businesses and how you interact in the greater global community?
I think it has in every way. It has certainly affected the way how we design, because essentially everything that there is in the world as a tool that can be designed is part of our toolkit. Right. So when clients ask us about innovation questions, then designing with technology is one part of that. Because if that's part of our job, we need to always know the latest in technology, right? Which is kind of a good problem to have, because all of us need to be early adopters of things when they're out there. It means that at IDEO, not everybody's quite as cutting edge. I would not necessarily be the first adopter of everything at all times, but there certainly are people who are. They always know what's new. They know the newest apps. They know the newest pieces of technology that get out there, whether that's software, whether that's hardware, whatever it is. They just know that. And so we hear a lot about that in our community. So people will send an email to everyone at IDEO around it. People will talk about it, and that automatically makes you curious. I found that interesting myself, and I've actually become an adopter of a lot of things a lot earlier that I might not have tried personally, because I think I'm a little more on the skeptical side of sort of like, let me see if that plays out. But now I feel like I have an excuse. Right? I'm sort of like, wait, I need to know that stuff because we might be designing with it, right? So I will download everything and try everything and just get my hands on new products as well, because it's such a big part of our toolkit.
I would also say we have a huge value on that type of literacy. Like, digital literacy is a really big value and a part of our culture. And one way that that comes to life is that we have IT sort of in the middle of our building, because it's the most important role to keep everybody functioning. And for all of us to perform our jobs, the technology has to work all the time. And so we, like a Genius Bar sort of in an Apple store, we have that, and it's right in the middle of our office. It's the focal point. It's where people gather. And that helps us instantly sort of be able to troubleshoot, but also that team is very visible, and they're sort of helping us stay up to date, and they're constantly updating us with kind of what's happening. We have probably the best virtual meeting software, things that make our jobs a lot easier to stay connected with our clients, all because we really, really value our technology partners and the people that work within IDEO on tech.
I would just add that I like to think of technology as an enabler, but not the answer. So a lot of times technology can enable community, it can bring people closer together, but technology for technology's sake is not the answer. We see a lot of that out in the world, where people are coming out with new technologies without a real clear application as to how they make our lives better.
And the way how that often plays out for us at IDEO is that we get to try a lot of things. Communication is just one of those examples where we just get to try things out, and then we see what sticks. And then some things fall by the wayside because they didn't just really work that well for us. And that's really nice, because we don't have anyone being like, here is the technology that you're going to have to use. And it actually makes us smarter as a whole, because we try different things. We're not just all streamlined in one way. So I think that's pretty cool. Right now is the best moment you ever know.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.